Pre-exam orientation, English in daily life. Hi, welcome to the exam orientation program. I'm Feng Xue, chair tutor of English in daily life. I guess the idea of the exam in several weeks' time must be a bit scary to you, because this could be the first BA exam you are to take at Beiwei Online. I used to have this kind of jitters when I was at school, so I can fully understand the situation you are in now. This is why we designed this exam orientation program, hoping to equip you with some knowledge about the exam and help you to get used to the exam rules. But if you're expecting some insider information about the real exam paper, I'm afraid you'll be disappointed. I may take some questions from our sample paper for illustration, but I'm definitely not going to let out any specific questions from the real exam paper. However, what I can tell you is that some materials, such as listening and writing, are from our textbook. But the questions are definitely different. The topic of reading is also covered in the textbook. So you don't have to go out of your way to practice something that is not mentioned in our textbook. For example, letter of application for scholarship or vocabulary for a business conversation. 我们的考试是基于教材的综合水平的测试，所有的话题都是教材中所涵盖的，包括听力、阅读和写作。因此，围绕教材复习能达到事半功倍的效果。Before getting down to business, I'd suggest we pause and reflect how well we're prepared for this program. If you've done plenty of practice around the given topics in the textbook and have taken good notes throughout the term, then congratulations! You will find this program very helpful and easy to follow. If you have barely finished the tasks in the textbook, fine, this program can be useful to some extent. But if you've just read through the textbook and left many tasks undone because they're difficult or too easy, then attendance to this program alone won't make significant difference to your exam performance. Or you may say, I was too busy to finish even half of the textbook or do the exercises. Then you should count on miracles rather than this orientation program to help you out. But no matter what, please pause for a second and find exam paper from the platform. We'll be using it a lot during this program. The sample paper can be found at this location. So, you've opened the sample paper? Great! Now let's see what we're going to talk about in this program. Please feel free to skip the parts you feel confident in and focus on the parts that you're not so sure of.
你可以根据自己的情况点击左侧的目录链接，选择自己关心的话题，越过那些对你不是很有帮助的部分。
The program is going to include the following contents. Form and structure of the paper, focus of the exam, difficulty level, special exam items and their answering techniques, marking criteria and resources for exam preparation.First things first, the form and structure of the test paper. The final exam is made up of two tests, a written test and a speaking test. Let's look at the written test first. By the way, you can check your sample paper while listening to me.
大家可以一边听一边看自己刚才打开的 sample paper.
The written test has three parts. Part 1, listening, which takes 40% of the whole paper.Part 2, reading, which takes another 40%. How much is left for writing then? Yes, 20%. Not too much, because writing is not so strongly emphasized in our first term. Let's look at listening. In the listening test, you'll have 30 minutes to listen to three texts. One is a short dialogue,One is an extended dialogue, which is much longer, and the third is a monologue, which is spoken by one person only. All the texts will be played twice,
so you'll have the time to listen for the general idea as well as for the detailed information. 每个录音呢，我们都会播放两次。At the end of the third test, the monologue, you'll be given 10 minutes to copy your answer onto the answer sheet. So there's no rush.
注意听力部分以后呢，我们有十分钟让大家把答案抄到答题卡上的时间，所以大家不用着急。
Just take your time and make sure all your answers are transferred neatly and accurately. After listening, you'll have 60 minutes to read 7 written passages, finishing the questions and copying your answers to the answer sheet. Don't worry, not all the 7 passages are equally long. Actually, the first 5 of them are short practical reading materials of about 150 words, such as an advertisement, a note, or a menu. The rest 2 are much longer, between 450 words and 650 words. But they're both about daily life topics, which should be quite familiar to you now. Maybe you want to pause and refer to the sample paper again? Good idea. Take your time and we'll start the writing section afterwards.
现在大家可以参照样题看一下这个阅读部分的题型。
Now let's see what the writing test is like. You're supposed to produce a composition of about 150 words in half an hour. 10 useful expressions are provided. You must use some of them, if not all.
这个写作部分我们会给大家提供十个短语或者单词，那么写作的时候大家一定要用到它们。当然是越多越好了。
Of course, the more expressions you use correctly, the higher score you will get.
但一定要注意，要使用正确、得体才行。
And some more advice for the writing test, it's not the longer the better. Definitely not. Actually, lengthy writing will not only waste your time, harm the quality of your writing, but will also annoy the examiner who has to mark your writing.You know what will happen if the examiner is unhappy, don't you? Again, you can now pause the VOD and check with your sample paper. Now I believe it's time for you to have some idea of the question types in the written test. In addition to our old friend, the multiple choice questions, there will be blank fillings, true-false or not given, questions, short answer questions, matching, and of course,A structured essay writing.
这个 blank filling 的问题会出现在 dictation 题型当中，那么也可以包括在听力和阅读的 summary writing 当中，也有可能会出现在一些图表和表格当中
，diagram and table completion.
了解了笔试的试题框架，我们下面来看一下口试的框架和一些注意的事项。
The oral test will take place in 2 rooms, the waiting room and the test room.
也就是我们会有口试的时候会有一个备考室和一个正式的考试室。
In the waiting room, you'll be given the topics 10 minutes before you go to the test room. While waiting, you should look at the topics and think about how to carry on the conversation, but you are not allowed to discuss with other people.
在去考试时，考试之前的十分钟，你会在备考室里得到考试的话题。在备考室这个十分钟里面，你应该认真的审题，并且参照回忆过去学过的相关内容，比如说词汇、句式，一些文化背景方面的知识，并且构思怎么样使谈话能够自然顺畅的进行。但是要注意，备考室里严格禁止互相交谈，只能一个人安静地进行构思和准备。当然，你愿意做笔记也可以。
After you enter the test room, the examiner may ask you a couple of simple questions about yourself and assign you the role of A or B.
因为同时有两个同学进行口试，也就两个人进行对话，老师需要安排哪个同学是 A, 哪个同学是 B 的角色。
Then the test begins. In the first part, student A should initiate a conversation by asking questions around the given topic, and B is expected to give answers accordingly. 5 minutes later, the examiner will indicate that you two proceed to part two. 也就是第一部分 A 同学开始一个对话 ,B 同学呢可以回答他的问题或者根据他的谈话进一步引申自己的一些经历啊看法。五分钟之后考试的老师会告诉你两个人进行第二部分，这个时候呢 ,B 同学要以问题或者是一些比较有趣的话题开始一个新的对话，关于 topic 2的。In part 2, student B will take over the initiative and take care of the natural flow of the conversation. The whole test goes in the form of conversations. We'll decide the level of your oral English according to these aspects. For example, fluency, conversational skills, sentence structure, grammar and vocabulary, clarity, and pronunciation.Here is the example of an excellent conversationalist. She demonstrates an extremely high level of oral English fluency, rarely achieved by others. She has excellent conversational skills, sentence structure, grammar, and vocabulary. She's able to argue and make points very clearly with only rare errors. Excellent pronunciation, of course. The focus of the test is primarily on the theme of each unit.That is to say, all the listening, reading, writing, and speaking are around the topics of family, residence, daily routines, traveling, living community, and relationship, etc. If you look at the table called contents at the beginning of our textbook, the exam topics are all listed there. Of course, you can pause and check it out in our textbook now.所有的话题呢，不管是听力、阅读、写作还是口语，都是围绕着我们这个教材里面所涉及过的话题，比如说 family 还有 daily routines 这些话题。那么你可以现在对照教材看一下这些话题的范围。 We should not only be familiar with expressions concerning these themes, but we should also be able to perform basic communicative functions with these expressionsFor example, following daily conversations, asking questions, giving descriptions, expressing opinions, doing practical readings, and composing instructions, writing descriptions, etc. In addition, all these should be done appropriately, culture-wise. 我们考试考察的重点就是大家是否能够用比较合适的语言表达一些日常生活当中需要进行交流的这些功能，而且要在符合特定的语境的条件下，比如是不是能够考虑到英美对某些服饰的不同的说法，或者请求陌生人的帮助的时候是不是能注意使用一些比较委婉正式的句式，而和朋友交流的时候用一些比较随便的非正式的句法。The difficult level of the test is about intermediate, or in another word, the level about the textbook, especially in terms of listening and writing. However, according to the assignment analysis, we find that some special attention should be paid to these parts, like blank filling, writing, and short answer questions. 从大家的这些作业的分析和以前几次考试同学答题的情况呢，我们发现以下的几种题型比较容易丢分，原因呢是缺乏一些回答的技巧，而并不是真正的因为英语的水平不够。In blank filling, any wrong spelling, wrong word form, 一些拼写错误和词形错误，比如说 excited 和 exciting 当中的混淆 will be punished. 所有这些错误都会被扣分的。You should also watch how many words are needed in the blanks. If it says no more than two words or a number, can you give an answer with four words or two numbers? No. And another thing you should notice is the capitalization, 也就是大小写的问题。Proper nouns such as countries, names, and months, etc. should be capitalized, and any beginning word of a sentence should be capitalized. While writing the composition, you should read the instructions very carefully, because it will tell you what topic you're expected to write about, in what style, and to what extent.
那么在写作文之前呢，一定要注意仔细的审题，千万不要写跑题，而且要注意到我们写的对象是谁，读者是个什么身份，然后决定采用什么样的文体。
Clear handwriting is essential too. Again, you should know better than to drive the examiner crazy with your unreadable handwriting, right?
希望大家一定要注意写作的时候字迹要清楚、整洁。
Finally,Good timing is crucial to a writing test. If I were you,
假如我是要进行这次考试的话、
I would not rush to write once I get a paper, because people say more haste, less speed,
欲速则不达，反而有的时候会更耽误功夫。
If I were you, I would spend 2 minutes analyzing the instruction, picking out the key points.
那么我会仔细的审题，花2分钟不算时间长，找出这个他要求里面关键的一些点。
And I'll spend 3 minutes brainstorming relevant ideas.
再花3分钟想一下相关的话题，一些想法可以写在文章当中的。
And 2 minutes drawing an outline.
2分钟大概草拟一个提纲 outline.
Then I'll settle down to write a composition.
写作呢大概花20分钟左右。
After writing, I will spend the rest time, probably 3 minutes or so, proofreading.
后面的这个检查也是很重要的。
What I've been trying to tell you is that good planning saves you good time.
好好的安排自己的时间其实是节约自己的时间。
Another controversial question type is the short answer questions.I received some questions about how to produce effective short answers on the forum.
很多同学都曾经问过我，怎么样写 short answers 才算是比较贴切的。
Actually, the requirement of a few words in a note form, not complete sentences or full paragraphs, such requirement means the answer should be in the note form, with the key points only. What we want to know is that the studentknows where the answer is in the text and fully understands it.
我们需要其实想要知道的就是大家能够看懂这篇文章，知道这个问题的答案在哪儿，而且能够很准确地把握这些关键句子的意思。
Therefore, instead of copying the long, fully elaborated original sentences, you can boil it down to a concise note, just telling the key words or phrases.Grammar is not a serious concern here, but information should be accurate. Of course, if the original text is not too wordy, you may copy directly from it. Now let's look at 2 examples.
我们下面看两个例子，也是从我们这个样题里面，选出来的。
Question number 49. What we want to know is the harms high heels can do to people.And we've decided the answer should be from the following sentences. As foot specialist will tell you, the shoes can be dangerous to your feet. The thinner and higher the heel, the greater the risk of foot and back problems. Standing in high heels inevitably hurts after an hour on foot. This results in aches and pains. On second thought, we can decide that the specific harms include the risk of foot and back problems,hurts, aches, and pains. Since hurt and aches and pains are practically the same thing, we can conclude that our answer is foot and back problems or aches and pains.
这个答案呢也不是、唯一标准的，只要是抓住了要点都可以。比如说这道题你答 foot and back problems 或者说 aches and pains 都是可以的。
Here's another example for short answer questions.It's question number 50. The question requests 2 reasons for women wearing high heels, and we found the following points from the original text. The traditional criticism is that women are slaves to male ideas. For this sentence, the key point is male ideas or men's opinions. So our answer can be slaves to men's ideas, as in the text, or paraphrase it a bit to make it more explicit, such as influence of men's ideas. 我们也可以稍微改换一下措辞，这样使意思更加明确，精炼。Now let's look at the second sentence. Almost everyone is trying on the new higher heels. What is it when you do something because everyone else is doing it?
做什么事儿是因为看到别人做我们才去做的话，这个叫什么呢？
Right, it is to follow the trend. So that's the answer. Similarly, the next sentence, feet look smaller in high heels, and it's not just feet. High heels make women's legs look longer, and everyone looks better with longer legs. This sentence can be rephrased as looking better with feet looking smaller and legs looking longer. Now let's look at the last sentence.It's what they do to your head, not your feet. That is what makes women walk differently and look differently in high heels. This sentence can be paraphrased as make women walk differently and look differently. In a word, we're not looking for the exact same answers with a key, so long as you demonstrate that you know where the answer is and you understand the parts involved, you can get your credit.The rule is not rigid for short answer questions.
下面我们来看一下口试的注意事项。
Most importantly, don't use the 10 minutes in the waiting room to be nervous or talking to other people. Instead, you should try to calm down and concentrate on the possible questions and answers around the topic.
那么在备考试的这个十分钟里面，希望大家不要不停地给自己施加精神压力，或者说心里总是想要和别人讨论一下，这是不可能的。那么希望大家能够利用这十分钟时间，使自己的心情尽快的平静下来，集中精力考虑这个口试相关的话题。
The brainstorming of suitable sentence structures may be helpful too.
也可以想一下这个以前学过的一些相关的语言的要点。
While asking questions, remember not to read from your test paper. You can rephrase the questions in your own words, in a conversational manner, and you can even make up your own questions.
口试，我们的口试卡片上的问题，只是提示性的，给大家做个例子。而在口试当中呢，是允许使用自己的问题，只要和我们给的话题相关就可以了。如果你还是想使用提示卡上的问题的话，注意一定不能照读，因为我们给的话题举的例子呢都是写的书面语，根本不适合口语表达的。所以即使你想提相同的问题，也要换成比较合适的口语的表达方法，用自己的话来提这个问题。
And you should also behave properly while talking with your test partner. Remember, you're notjust performing a dialogue to the examiners, you're talking to a partner. So an important thing is that you keep looking at your partner, not examiners.
我们在以前考试当中发现很多同学在进行对话的时候眼睛盯着那个考试的老师。其实呢，我们希望看到的是你和你的这个口语伙伴自然的交谈，而不是在为这个考官背句子。所以说话的时候，你应该很自然地看着你的口语伙伴，而不是看着老师。
And both of the speakers are responsible for the natural flow of the conversation, and there should be no long dead silence during the conversation. Here are some tips for you to keep the ball rolling.
下面可以给大家提几个建议。
If you can't quite understand your partner, ask him or her to repeat or rephrase.
如果你听不懂你伙伴的话呢，你可以让他重复一遍，或者说帮你解释一下。不要听不懂就一声也不吱。
And if your partner gets stuck, say something to keep the conversation going or invite your partner's responses.
假如反过来你的这个口语的伙伴他坐在那儿一声也不吭，或者说不下去了，你不能坐在一边看热闹。 相反呢，你应该把你的话题重新修正一下，或者是给他一些支持，让你们这个对话能够比较自然的顺畅的进行下去，这是两个人的责任。
In contrast to the dead silence, some students tend to overdo their part by speaking too much, so little is left for their partners.
那么与前面这个状况相反呢，有些同学是特别的 talkative，一个话题光他一个人就说好几分钟，对方呢根本没有发言的机会，这样也是不行的。
It is also your responsibility to keep the balance between the two of you.
Also, after the test, it's forbidden to ask for your score. Your examiners are not the ones to decide your final score, by the way.
那么考完试之后呢，我们是不允许向考官询问考试的分数的。而且说实话，当时给大家做口试的这两位老师呢，也不是决定你最终口试成绩的人。
Now let's look at the criteria for writing and speaking test. Your writing will be judged in three aspects: content, language, and writing. Your final writing score is made up of three sub-scores. You can find the same details after the key to the sample paper.
那么我现在屏幕上显示的这个评分的标准呢，在我们平台的样题后面都有，仔细的大家可以去看一下。主要是从这个三个方面来评价大家写作能力的，一个是写作的内容不能跑题，语言要基本规范正确，而且还有你这个书写。
And on this page are the criteria for speaking test. Do you have fairly good conversational skills?Are you good at using different sentence structures? Is your conversation, flowing smoothly? And does your partner have to ask you repeat a question or ask for the explanation occasionally? If it's yes, you should get around 85 points.
然后我们来看一下应该怎么样准备考试，也就是怎么样来复习。原则上来讲，在最后的这几周时间里面，复习的重点应该放在结合自己的学习笔记来温习你这一学期学过的内容，而不是漫无目的的到处找一些什么四级六级题啊、托福题什么来做。而且要善于在复习当中检查自己的薄弱环节，比如说听力或者有关旅行的词汇，我觉得自己不是很强，需要加强。同时呢，还要充分利用平台的资源，了解考试的结构形式，这样呢，考试的时候才能合理的安排时间，调整心态，不至于因为没有很好的心理准备而影响正常的发挥。当然，如果你既没有学习笔记，也没有在平时进行充分的练习，那么这次就要好好的吸取教训了。具体的来讲，有以下的几个环节建议大家在复习当中进行充分的准备。首先是作为考前的预热，你应该保证每天有两个小时左右接触英语，不管是听力也好还是阅读也好。当然了，尤其是听力，你可以趁着做家务或者说乘车的时间听一些我们课件的录音，这样呢不仅顺便复习了语言的要点，还能让自己的耳朵保持一种很好的英语状态，这对你的考试会非常有利。另外，针对课程的复习，我们可以参考教材当中每单元的 performance objective list 来检查自己的学习效果，比如说你是否达到了他们我们这教材当中所要求的能够询问在一个陌生的地方询问陌生人怎么样找到一个商店，或者说如果有别人问你的时候，你是不是能够很清楚的解释。还有，如果平时记了学习笔记的话，这个时候就有用了，可以参照自己的学习笔记来复习你的要点，针对你的弱点进行加强。当然，如果你没有学习笔记，那就要多费一些功夫，把整个教材或者课文再过一遍了。因为试题的结构和答题要求和平台上的 sample paper 是一致的，所以你应该提前把 sample paper 当中一些答题的要求仔细的读一下，这样呢考试当中你就会节约很多的时间，而且心里会比较有底。还要做一下 sample paper， 答题的过程当中，建议大家严格的按照试卷要求的时间来给自己计算时间。答题之后呢，要参照答案给自己评分，这一点很重要，这能检查你的弱点在哪儿。而且一定要记得认真的分析自己答题错误的原因，答题为什么在这个地方失误了，是因为这个知识点没有掌握好，还是因为答题的技巧不是很过硬，这样呢可以想办法在考试当中避免类似的错误的发生。我们平台上还有可供复习的资源，学习原地的复习与自测当中有各单元的学习要点和考前自测题，这两项都是很有用的。平时呢没有很好看或者说自测题没有完成的同学，可以在这段时间把它再做一下。学习原地的课程辅导资料里面有总部学习中心老师上课的一些录像、录音、教案和 PowerPoint 的演示文稿，如果你愿意看的话，也可以作为一个复习的过程。另外这个社区，我们平台的社区里面有个论坛，其中有一项叫 FAQ 与教材刊物，当中有一些学生以前的学生提的一些常见问题和老师的解答，这可以作为个人复习的补充。另外在高级日常英语课程学习的论坛里面有望帆老师总结的口语练习的话题，现在已经在论坛上置顶了，也就是上面第二个或者第三个话题。最后还要提醒大家，参加考试的时候一定要携带一些必须的文具，尤其是铅笔和橡皮。在考试的过程当中，我们是不允许同学之间互相借文具的。另外为了避免替考等一些作弊的现象，希望大家一定要带齐两证，也就是学生证和身份证，只有两证齐全才能允许进入考场。考试开始一定要先检查一下那个试题册的页数是不是齐全，以前有同学在就是这试题册页数不齐全，比如说缺了第七页，那么在听力或者在阅读的过程当中，一方面你会觉得很疑惑很困惑，非常影响答题效果，另外一方面呢如果你就算及时发现了是因为丢页造成的信息不连贯，也会影响自己和其他同学的答题，所以希望大家在答题之前要好好检查一下页数是不是齐全，姓名和学号要很清楚地写在试题册和答题纸上，两样都要写，不能遗漏。考试结束之后要记得把试题册和答题纸都留在桌上，不能将任何考试的材料带出考场。好，最后祝大家考试顺利，取得好成绩。